Typically, in the lead-up to a political party convention, there's a lot of excitement. Ahead of this week's Republican convention in Milwaukee, though, Republicans came together for a vigil in the wake of the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. NPR political reporter Elena Moore talked to locals about how the violence of the weekend is shaping their outlook for this week's convention.
Lord, we pray that you would continue to watch over him, give full healing to him, help him to...
A local pastor leads a group of around 100 supporters in prayer in downtown Milwaukee. Sam Krieg, a political activist in Wisconsin, is in the crowd.
I think there needs to be a show of unification, that stuff like this shouldn't ever happen again.
He shares his prayer for the future.
People of both parties should be able to go to events and not fear their safety is in danger. So I'm praying so that we turn down the political rhetoric.
Standing in the back is Chris Slinker. He's from nearby and is serving as a delegate at the convention. When he heard the news of the shooting, he was scared, but that feeling changed.
It turned into anger and it turned into the attitude of fight, fight, fight.
Fight. The word Trump mouthed on Saturday after getting shot on stage. And while the vigil did focus on faith, there was still an activist message. Get out and support Trump. And Wisconsin delegate Dixon Wolf thinks the shooting will only boost that support.
Even the people who weren't very political in the first place, I saw them posting on social media that they'd made their decision on who they were voting for.
At 23, as one of the convention's youngest delegates, he feels Trump is the right candidate for his generation.
Young voters are really hurting right now. We want to have a future where we're able to raise families that are strong and that we're able to afford things.
As the vigil ended, the crowd broke out into song. Milwaukee area resident Jeff Nonsent was moved to tears.
I became an American citizen under Donald Trump presidency.
Nonsent is an immigrant from Haiti who was naturalized in 2019.
Donald Trump is truly an American. I'm forever thankful for what he did.
He voted in his first presidential election in 2020. And as he stands there holding back tears, there's no question of who has his vote this year. Elena Moore, NPR News, Milwaukee.